Hi guys, my name's Charlie.
And my name's Pablo.
And welcome back to the first episode in series two of the Aspiring Artist podcast. Are you impressed? You should be so impressed.
That's impressive.
I think that leads us quite nicely into our first topic of this episode.
First topic.
I've also got one. I've got a Mark III, which was I've got Mark II.
Yeah, you've got Mark II. I've got the III.
Which is a bit of a funny story.
Funny story coming up.
I don't know if a person who listed this to me on eBay is watching, but...
Probably not.
Obviously not, but they listed... So it's an Akai MPK Mini, and there's a Mark II, a Mark III, it's probably a Mark I.
There's a Mark I, but it's from like 1998.
Right, okay. So
Big thing. It's got a bigger screen than the Mark III.
Yeah, Mark II doesn't even have the screen, so consider yourself lucky.
Yeah.
So they listed this as an Akai MPK Mini Mark III. Guess what? It wasn't. It was a Mark II.
Oh, that's some tea.
But I that's some tea. I'm gonna clip that.
We should do a Sparring Aeos's clips. Nobody would watch it.
No one would watch it, but I would enjoy it. So they're similar, and it works for me.
The Mark II and the Mark III are almost the same thing, but
I don't have
Mark
a nice little LCD screen.
Apparently, the pads are better.
Yeah, I feel like you don't need to apply as much pressure.
Nah, and the key bed, like the micro switches, are better.
I know this sounds a bit dumb, but I'm glad that they have an octave switch.
Yeah. Because I think that C is middle C.
Yeah.
So, and you can do one octave down, and then second octave down.
It's really good.
Two octaves up.
So basically, my uncle does a lot of recording. If you've heard of Crayola Lectern, you might have done. Not a good song. Would recommend. Go follow. But
we have a camera. We haven't talked about that. We've got a camera.
Oh yeah. Hi guys.
We've got a camera.
This is you're very close, and that's gonna be very loud.
Nah, it's not very loud because I was the side. Hi guys.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Talk about in that camera's in.
Carry on.
That was loud.
He does recordings for like TV shows sometimes, and obviously he does actual music as well. He has a MIDI controller, which is, it doesn't have pads, it's just an actual full-length keyboard.
So it's like a keyboard with weighted keys and stuff. So he's like a media composer.
Yeah, basically.
I really want to do that.
So we went around theirs recently, and that basically inspired me to get one, as well as the fact that you got one. And I did buy one a couple of years ago, which I didn't use. And then not one of those cheap ones that I never used and then sold on. But to be honest, I never figured it out. but I think it's time to talk about visual.
Hello.
So, series two means upgrades. And there's been a few. First of all...
Comical.
What else are you going to say about that? That's amazing.
Some triggers.
Oh. We've actually got Pablo's sounds recorded.
Then if you've watched my BTS of Charlie's channel trailer, you would have known this sound.
How long did you spend doing that? Interest.
10 minutes.
Oh, okay. You meant to say like 3 hours. I want to make a beat out of that. We're going to have too much fun with this. We're going to have so much fun with this. So that's changed. We're actually in person.
We're in person with
a
camera.
First ever episode. And a visual.
Dang.
If anyone wants to sponsor us and get us some kit, you know, that'd be really appreciated.
Plus help.
What's the road thing called?
What is it called? The Roadcaster Prime.
Roadcaster. So if anyone wants to sponsor us, like, £900.
To be honest, I wouldn't actually want that. I would rather have a desk and that.
Yeah, it works the same.
It does the same thing, The only difference is the Rodecaster records four mic-ins. But I can record four mic-ins. There's two on the back.
Yeah. Sure.
Sure. Yeah. That's sure, going a bit off topic, but...
in the microphone. Okay.
Sure.
Oh, I'll give funny. Up. And, so, we've got some podcaster notes going on. So, this... I want to say I got a new mic. I did get a new mic about 6 months ago, but obviously we haven't done the pod for a while, and this is series two, so I never got to talk about that, but I bought from Bax Music.
Bax Music, my guy.
Yeah. For £150, I want to say. The Rode NT1A, which I'm getting along very well with. Definitely an upgrade. From my current
very much an upgrade £50 from £50 sub-zero USB
dissing.
Mic.
I'm not dissing because it's done me good. It's done you good,
but it doesn't sound specifically that good.
It's all right for vocal podcasting. It was all right for podcast.
It was good enough for the podcast.
So if we ever do any more podcast episodes where we're not together, which I think we should definitely do it like this.
No, there's not really any excuse not to do them. In person now.
But I will use the new road if ever we need to. But, it's really nice. And I need some things, I need ideas to record. So please DM me or put it in the comments. What should I record? Because I'm a bit dry. If you see my Instagram, you know I'm very dry at the moment because I'm uploading in 2 months.
I've won one.
We'll get it figured out.
I can do some tape notes.
Yeah, definitely. That's going to get used a lot, by the way. Just going to let you know.
I don't have any tape.
So, currently, going on right now, it's festival season.
festival season. It's more of...
There's
season.
Shut up. No. Stop. We need to talk about stuff here. This is very serious. So, it is festival season. It is. So obviously you've got your main festivals like Reading and Leeds going on, which I'd love to go to. We should definitely do a festival or something.
Yeah.
A proper one.
See, Toddfest got cancelled.
It did. I think we had tickets for that. But it's not like a proper festival.
I didn't have tickets because my dad can just like sort of sneak us in because he's the sound engineer on it. But
there's also in Codicott is Goatfest. Now, when I heard about Goatfest, I thought it was some really bad like...
B-Tech kind of
concert like, in a village. Trying to make Glastonbury, but in like a... However, I couldn't have been more wrong. Because it is like a proper festival. If you've seen pictures of it, it's like a mad festival. Proper. It's
mad.
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 I'd love to go to that next year. I think that'd be fun.
I would like to go to GoFest. My friend went to GoFest.
We should get a gang together. We should go to GoFest. Not a gang like that.
Not a gang not like that. Kind of gang. We're PG. Sort of.
I think
really
this episode's
going to
be just sort of talking.
Just sort
about.
Of catching
We've got a
up.
Few vague ideas, but, So, how have you been, Pablo? I've not seen you in a while.
You haven't seen me in a while. We haven't seen each other in a while.
It's been a while.
Ever since school.
It's been
school
a while.
Ended. We haven't seen each other. But I'm doing kind of good. I was a bit low at some points, but just won't talk about that.
It's because with summer, it gets boring. After a while.
It really gets boring. After like the 3 week mark, it's like...
It does get boring.
It's a bit boring.
Unless you've got stuff to do.
Unless you've got like... You've planned out exactly what's going to happen week by week. But nobody does that. I went on holiday to Devon.
So did
for
I.
For like 11 days, I think.
I was...
It's pretty decent.
In Plymouth 3 days before the shootings.
Oh yeah, the Plymouth shootings Plymouth happened, shootings. What, the Thursday?
I don't know, but I was there a few days before.
Yeah. I was actually near Plymouth on the day.
Devon's so nice.
I was in the one next to Plymouth. I don't know which one's that, but I was next to Plymouth.
But Devon's so nice. You can't go anywhere.
It's pretty nice. The weather where I was pretty naff.
You know what, though? So everyone was talking. I had a friend who had to come back from holiday early from Devon because the weather was awful, but we had such good weather.
I mean, the weather wasn't bad. I mean, so it rained a lot, but it wasn't sunny.
In 2 weeks, we had two rainy days. First week, we're on the south coast. No rain whatsoever. Second week, we're on the north coast. We had a couple of wet days, but besides that. So basically, we were right on the bottom and then right on the top.
So you sort of scaled the whole of Devon.
Yeah. But you know what? Right, so think of Devon. Think south and north. How long do you think it took for us to get from South Devon to North Devon?
I mean, from here to South Devon's like
five hours. But from South Devon to North Devon. How long do you think that took?
I'd say, I'd like to think 4 hours, but I don't think it's
going to be. Oh, okay. I thought we'd go. So we Googled it and it said 2.5 hours, and we were like, oh, we'll be there soon. It took us nearly 5 hours to get from South Devon, which is like the length it's meant to take you to get from where we live to Devon.
Yeah.
We had an 8 hour journey from here to Devon.
How?
I don't know. But then we had a 4 hour journey on the way back, which
that's pretty good. My journey was way longer than our journey.
I had a friend who went to Devon, another friend who went to Devon, and it took them 10 hours.
10 hours? To what, get to Devon. Traffic, or just took a really long route?
Nah. I think you've got to take a really... You've got to go, like, up to Scotland to, if you want to take 10 hours to Devon, just on route.
From the most southern point of the Isle of Wight to the most northerly point of Scotland, 14,000 miles.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's a lot of miles. You sure?
It's a lot of country.
See, oh, wait, no, because Scotland has, like, islands as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's got loads of islands. I'll actually remeasure it, because I don't know if that's accurate.
That's a lot.
I'm still vibing that we've got a camera in.
So, let's actually talk about that.
We've got to talk about the camera. So, we've also got some proper lighting.
We've got... we'll actually look on the behind the scenes on my Instagram.
Charlie's Instagram.
Go and look at the story. But, yeah, we actually We actually have your softboxes.
Got softboxes, one on the roof here, shining down on us to give us some hair light, I think.
Hair light.
Then sort of just like a main light just over there.
Yeah.
I think that's the key light. I think that's what it's called.
I don't know.
Then that's sort of the hair light. I don't think it's actually doing anything to our hair, but I need a haircut.
So do I, but I seem to change my hair every 5 minutes, so.
See, this is cool because we've got the camera going right... between looks, us looks and nice, the screen. Doesn't
it? And I like how we have our bottom line that just...
See the triggers, nice, line the order exactly.
And we'll have to do barely any editing, which is barely brilliant. Because
you sync up the audio and then...
Occasionally, you always, like, don't wear headphones when we were doing it, and then my audio would also be on your audio. And it would
honestly, then you just gaze it.
I know, but it was annoying. Because it was like there was a very... Well, sometimes the bits...
Oh, bleed from the headphones.
Slight delay as well.
Yeah.
Which is annoying. We got around it, though.
We're in person. Definitely, and we wear cans.
Definitely want some guests this series.
Yeah.
Definitely more than last time.
We had one. That was Connor.
No, we had two. We had Robert.
And Robert.
We had Robert.
Sorry, I neglected Robert.
Mm. If you're a musician... and I was about to say local, but I just realised Robert literally lives in Australia and we managed to do that. Like... So, if you fancy coming
he's
on the pod...
He's all the way over there.
That-a-way.
So like, the opposite right way the camera's facing.
If we turn you around and then zoomed you in a bit, you might be able to see Robert in Australia.
Yeah. Maybe like a 1,000mm lens, but definitely. We don't have that, so...
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry about that, Robert.
I don't know if
I'm still really vibing about this setup. It took me ages to set this up.
Tell me you did press record.
I did press record. Okay, I'll go and check if you really want to.
In the meantime, guys, if you...
We've been recording for 15 minutes.
Brilliant. And that is 14 minutes 40.
14.
Oops. Right, so if you do fancy coming on the podcast as a musician, a photographer, another podcaster, or...
Or just anything.
Or all three, then hit us up and we'll reply to any account. Pablo Sharples, Pablo Sharples Photography, Charlie Phillips Media, Charlie Phillips Photography... Or the Aspiring Artist podcast account. And yeah, we'll see what we can do.
Now.
This is not a professional podcast, so you know. We'll accept anyone and everyone.
We'll even accept a mouse.
Yeah, I mean.
Mice are kind
Maybe I should bring my snake on the podcast.
Oh, I really want to see your snake.
That'd
I
be
like
a
snakes.
Fun episode. Anyway.
Anyway.
Oh, that was loud. We didn't really talk much about the festival season. Let's go back to that.
Let's get back to that. We go off topic quite a lot.
We do. That's the fun of it. So, festival. I need to do a festival. I know this is cliche and not really festival, but me and my dad want to go and see George Ezra, who's playing. And I know you have a vendetta against George Ezra. However,
I don't really have a vendetta, I just sort of don't like
a lot
it.
Of, well, Shotgun, Shotgun's overrated.
Shotgun's very overrated. Oh, for Christ's sake, we need to... Let's turn the screen back on.
Let's just get
this is a really uncomfortable position, but...
There you go.
There we go.
I'll just hit it every out. Time that...
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, back to
So, if you've listened to the rest of his albums, he's got some really good stuff on there. And it's in Finsbury Park, and that's close. I was looking through Ticketmaster, as you do, to see who was on. And there was a few people that I would have liked. Noel Rogers was playing. I feel like that would have been such a nice concert because
my dad's on the sound for Noel Rogers twice.
Because he just seems like such a genuinely nice person.
My dad said he's really nice, and
he seems
I got a Noel Rogers tip from the man himself.
Wow,
that made no sense.
So
guitar tone, your tone.
Mhm.
What I remember correctly is that your volume should be on 3 and let the amp do the rest of the work.
Right.
Apparently.
The thing is, I've always heard like the opposite of that.
Oh no, he said keep your volume on 3, let the amp do the rest.
Mm. There you go, guys. Official from Noel Rogers.
I think that's right. I hope.
So, festivals. So, as we say, Reading and Leeds happening, and also this Goat Festival.
Well, it has happened.
Has ended. Oh, right, no, GoatFest ended yesterday, didn't it?
GoatFest ended. Reading and Leeds was Saturday, Sunday.
I would love to go to one. Any festival. That's the thing. With festivals, it's not just about the music, so it doesn't matter who's
it's
playing.
It's about the experience.
It's the whole experience,
going there,
isn't it?
And being and, around loads of people, you know, in a muddy field.
You know, yeah, because it's fun. And Standen, Sun and Calling. Have you heard of it?
No.
Oh, thing is with Standen, though. It's not just the music, cause they've got, like, swimming pools and, like, fairs and stuff there, like...
Oh, right,
So it's more than
yeah,
a festival.
Yeah.
It's had, like, George Ezra, Lewis Capaldi, Rag and Bone Man, those kind of people.
Nice.
Would love to go to... Next year, it'll happen.
You know...
That'll be a fun YouTube video.
I've got something to talk about on the podcast.
Ooh, what?
About festivals.
Oh, okay. Well, do you want to say it now, or shall we do it in another episode?
We'll say it now.
Okay.
Because we booked the tickets quite a while ago.
All right, okay.
Basically, 21 Pilots, they've released a new album released it in May. They're starting their tour in America on October 29th.
Yeah.
And they're coming to the UK in next June.
I've
got a ticket for Wembley.
Oh, that would be so fun.
It's going
to
be so sick.
I don't really listen to 21 Pilots. No.
Oh, their live concerts are so sick. I am a jumpsuit cover that I've never released because I haven't actually finished it yet.
I mean, to be honest, I don't really care who's playing. It's just, like, fun to go.
I'm going to go a bit lower. I'm probably off frame now.
Yeah,
but...
you probably are. I feel like...
I was about there.
That was completely pointless. Anyway, so we've got... This is very professional. We're just sticking it all on here.
I've got nothing on my phone, as you can see here.
As I've got what to record. Guys, please let me know what to record. Amazon. That was another thing, actually. We were going to talk about is actually just phones, which is not really to do with anything that we talk about on the podcast, but it's kind of controversial topic between Apple and Android. Basically, Apple and any other phone.
Well, no, this is an Android phone, but it runs on Oxygen.
Right.
The OS isn't Android, it's Oxygen.
Right. Well...
Which is the same thing.
Basically...
Oxygen powered by Android.
Basically... Apple or any other phone.
Yeah.
That's basically what it's like the arguments between.
I've got a very simple clarification, and I'm against Apple because I'll explain, but I've got a very simple reason why I've got a OnePlus 6, not an iPhone 8
Go on.
See, the reason people would use Apple products or like Apple phones is if they have other Apple products because. Then you can use AirDrop, you can sync iMessage and iCloud. But because I've got a Windows thing, I'm basically missing out on every feature that Apple provides. So okay. I just don't see any
point. This is turning into a debate now.
But also...
Stay back.
You explain this is my counterpoint. And then I'll counter you.
I have an iPhone, and I use Windows. And there's... Because on a phone, so if you had a Mac,
yeah,
there's not really any links to it. If there's nothing you could really sync from a phone to a Mac.
Well, you can use AirDrop. You can AirDrop photos from the
PC. I know, but that's not good quality.
Well, that would help me.
But it wouldn't be as good a quality.
What, does AirDrop compress?
I would assume so. I don't know.
I don't think it does. Because I've got Lightroom on my phone, not the desktop.
Also,
so.
I cannot have it when people say that they buy Samsungs because they have a better camera. Because they don't. They don't have a worse camera. But the cameras nowadays on phones are all just equal. They're almost all the same camera.
They're pretty much the same camera. That's got like... Androids should have better cameras because they've got more megapixels. But because the sensor on the camera is so small, that doesn't make a difference.
No.
Until you get to like an APS-C sensor, which is on that camera that we're filming on, or a full frame, which is on the camera behind us there.
Yeah. But I don't know why it's such a big thing, though, because really it's just a phone. But from someone that's had both Android phones and Apple phones, my first Android phone wasn't a good Android. It didn't have much storage.
Android 5 years ago was bad.
No,
now they're good.
So I had my first Android was really bad, and then I had Huawei?
Huawei.
Right, that. I had one of those, which was actually, I rate that, but... I still think that the iPhones are a lot easier, and there's a lot of Apple kind of accessories you can buy, like AirPods. I have AirPods and I use them a lot, whereas I know they're not the best quality.
I hate AirPods so badly, man.
They're just earphones, really.
They're just sort of they're really hyped up. I listened to AirPod Pros once.
I don't like the
small stick ones.
Yeah, I've got
tried
the longer
ones. I borrowed them because I was looking at in-ear monitors to get, because I don't want to use headphones anymore. And I thought I could use them because they're Bluetooth. But I don't like them because Bluetooth has that delay.
Mine don't have a delay. That's really weird.
Most Bluetooth devices have delay.
How big was that delay?
Half a second.
Oh, okay. Right.
Maybe a second.
I thought you meant like a big
delay. Not like 10 seconds, or like a second max. But also, they just don't sound very good. Like, the top end's... It's okay, but there's virtually no low end. Which annoys
But
me.
With just earphones, you're not going to get the world's most amazing quality.
Unless you get custom moulds for your ears, but that's really expensive, and I can't be bothered to wait until
just stick your ear in like a mould.
Yeah. My dad's got in-ear monitors that have moulded.
Oh, I didn't even know that was a thing, to be honest.
Oh, you can get moulds.
There's more than just AirPods with Apple, because there's lots of, like, accessories you can get.
See, I also hate it, because most... Is this USB-C or still Lightning?
Lightning. They're still Lightning.
It's a non-standard connector. USB-C is standard.
There is one thing that I have against Apple, and that's their screens, in that...
iPhone 11... Does the screen... Oh, no, it's a whole screen, because mine's a whole screen My wallpaper is actually just completely black.
I feel like...
It's more contrast.
I've seen people that have, like...
You can hear Mum. I have to retake that.
Oh, no, don't. It's all right. Just...
Yeah, okay.
Ignore that, guys.
Ignore that.
I've seen people that have dropped, like, iPhone 11s at a helicopter and they've survived. But they don't have the world's strongest screens, iPhones. And that... I guess that's kind of, like... Like a money plot, kind of, to get people to buy a new...
My theory with Apple is because they don't have headphone jacks like
they
mine.
They don't.
That's beautiful. That's my card.
I don't know if that's gonna...
Let's do a close-up. But on mine, there is... I don't know how to... Please focus. The AF is supposed to be good. It's both... focusing on your face.
It focused on mine. It just liked Apple more, I guess.
I know that.
It's just Apple superiority. I like your camera. But I think that most people that have iPhones either have a lightning set of earphones. They do. They come with lightning earphones.
Yeah, no.
However, I didn't get them because like I got some. Or they have AirPods. Which, I mean, yeah, you can also get, like, AirTags. Have you heard of AirTags? So you can stick them on something like your AirPods, and it's like a tracking device.
Oh, it's like a GPS thing.
Yeah. But if you have the 11 or higher, it, like, tells you, like, how many, like, centimetres it is away and in which direction.
Oh, it's, like, more accurate.
It's really accurate, and I would get one, but they're 30 quid, and I don't want to spend 30 quid.
Yeah, you see, because they don't have a headphone jack, and my dad agrees with the newer phones, they don't have a headphone jack, so you have to get a dongle. But those dongles, one, they're dongles, you'll lose them. Two, they break really easy. And three, they're not.
It is kind of like a marketing ploy, isn't it?
It's a ploy to make more money.
Yeah.
And with the new MacBook Pros and basically any Mac product, they're all USB-Cs.
This is why I'd never do my PC as Mac, because it would take so much effort to get everything changing from Windows onto Mac. If I'd started on Mac, it would be alright.
Yeah, it'd be fine.
I didn't.
And also, I discovered I was using one of my dad's MacBook Pros to learn the operating system.
Yeah.
And what I discovered is that Windows formatted hard drives are not compatible with Mac.
Yeah.
So you have to reformat them.
Yeah.
And because I've got like a terabyte of stuff on my hard drive, I'm not doing that.
It would take forever.
It'd take
ages. And by the time you've done it, you need to get a new PC anyway.
Yeah.
What's the point? I say we go into our final topic, and we are bringing this in for series two, artist of the episode, of course.
We haven't actually reached half an hour yet.
I reckon we will do. We always try and aim for half an hour.
We always aim half an hour, and it never really changes our target.
No.
Because we barely ever reach it after editing.
We need to get to about 32 minutes, but I want to say that, well, we are carrying on after the episode into this series. It is a very aspiring young artist podcast thing now.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'd like to say they're kind of, well, not controversial, but a lot, I don't know how to put this, they're not liked by everyone, I'd say. I feel like you've forgotten who it is.
No, I know exactly who it is.
So, we're going to talk about Queen.
I just didn't get where your thoughts were going.
No, nor did I really. I've got some opinions on Queen, but I'll let you go first.
Okay. It's just Queen, they're kind of cool.
What? You got to say more than that.
Yeah, the Queen, they're kind of cool.
Kind of cool. That's the wrong one. I'm sorry. Anyway, what are your opinions on Queen?
Well, I like some of their songs, but I also really hate some of their songs.
Yeah. I agree with that. So I've got, on my playlist, I've got one Queen song, and that's Another One Bites the Dust. I think that's
I mean, it's good, but it's like everyone talks about it and it gets really boring.
It does.
Really quickly.
That's nothing. They're very overrated, I think.
My favourite Queen song's probably Don't Stop Me Now.
It's alright.
It's decent.
One thing I don't get, I will never understand why people enjoy listening to Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh,
it's not a good song.
So dead.
It goes on forever, and it's just, there's no like structure to it.
Yeah, I saw an interview with Freddie Mercury, and he said, I have three unfinished songs, so I just mashed them all together. And that's like the last thing you'd ever want to do.
Why would you do that? You could just release like an EP or something.
Yeah.
Bam.
Or
three songs.
Double A-side single.
Something like that. And bam, you've got all of them there.
Yeah.
And what's the point of merging them?
How long is Bohemian Rhapsody?
I think it's like 8 minutes.
Oh, it's got nothing on Freebird. The live version of Freebird went on for
Let's
15 minutes.
So, Bohemian Rhapsody, I'm gonna play it because I'm like, you know. Oh, actually, it's not. It's only 5:54, 6 minutes. But still, it goes on for a while. Maybe because I don't like the song, it feels like it's longer than it
actually
is.
Yeah, when you don't enjoy something, it feels like it's going on for ages.
But, yeah. I think that it's not a band that I would listen to. It's not a band that I think I fancy listening to some music like me listen to Queen. Yeah. But say it was like an event, if it was like a party or something, then it's quite a kind of, they're quite a good band to kind of get an atmosphere going.
Yeah.
Like if it was a party and it's like Don't Stop Me Now, then you know, it gets everyone like in the mood.
They create an atmosphere. Yeah.
But it's not, I feel like they'd have been, well, when Freddie Mercury was alive, they'd have been a great live band. You've seen the videos of them live.
Yeah, I've seen
them. They're like, the audience are like captivated.
Yeah.
So I'd have loved to have gone and seen them live.
But we weren't born before 1991.
Screen's gone. It's been a while.
See, I'm really vibing that you can see the waveforms.
That was the right one.
Right one.
You should go and watch the BTS.
Watch the BTS, you'll get some contacts.
Yeah, imagine people are just hearing that noise first. But yeah, I think that's kind of...
Sort of it. We've reached half an hour.
Definitely with Queen.
Definitely with Queen.
Definitely exhausted all possible things to talk about with Queen.
Because we haven't done the podcast for so long, we're sort of just doing a catch-up. We haven't done it for like 8 months.
It's been
crazy.
I want actually what we were going to do is we were going to release the first episode of this series on the day that the first episode of the last the year ago
came out. Yeah.
First, we started the podcast on the 31st of July. Although I remembered that we actually recorded episode one twice because you forgot to record.
I forgot to record, and I didn't realise until about halfway through.
So we haven't done the podcast. I think I've got the Anchor app still. Yeah.
Still.
Use Anchor. I'm not logged in.
Nice.
If you want to start a podcast, I want to see if this is zooming.
Yeah, you can see.
Hello. You're going to. Yes, use Anchor.
I'll focus it.
That's right. Use Anchor. This is... I just want to find when the last episode came out. What's it called? Remember the podcast name when we're recording it. It was with Connor, 24th of February, 8 months ago.
Almost 8 months. 6 months ago.
Go and look at our Spotify, guys.
That's a long
that's
time.
That's a while.
Yeah, we should do a pod episode on Halloween.
Yeah, that would be fun. I don't get Halloween. I know this is not a talk pod, but I don't like Halloween.
Shoot on Halloween.
Do we?
Yeah.
Don't remember.
Remember when we went in Windmill Hill and we
missed the
sunset?
Oh, was that Halloween?
Yeah, that was Halloween.
I don't get Halloween. Anyway.
I don't really see the point of it. It's an American thing.
Yeah, it's definitely an Americanism.
Really make any sense.
Definitely. I think that wraps us up for today.
Sort of wraps us up, yeah.
Right, thanks so much for watching. Go and follow all our socials. I'm not even going to bother mentioning the Twitter because I've logged out.
Yeah, nobody uses Twitter. Oh my God,
that's good. Sorry, guys.
The camera can definitely see that.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry about that.
The Instagram, Aspiring Young Us Podcast, it's the same as the YouTube, which we have a visual for now on YouTube. That's fun. Hi, guys. You don't just look at the logo now.
We've actually got a video.
We should definitely need to take a thumbnail. We can do thumbnails, guys. Someone screenshot.
Right, then we can just get a frame out.
Anyway, go follow us on Spotify. Found out if you Google the podcast, it comes up with so many websites.
It does, yeah.
So you can just go and check them all out, even though no one let them have our podcast, but, you know, we don't mind.
We don't mind. You can have it. As much publicity as good.
Unless we can see you and get a lot of money and then buy a Rodecaster Pro. Anyway, thank you.
Saw some dust on the lens.
Anyway, bye.
Bye.